You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Morning.
Morning, morning, Morena. Good, thank you.
Hey, it's nice to chat with you. You guys have had a busy old music month, or I should say Swidit month. You guys have been releasing heaps of tracks. What's been happening?
We've just been real busy. We've had so much music that we've made over an extended period of time, and we're just kind of like, damn, we need to put this out. What's the best way to deliver it? You know, I think we kind of got bored of sort of the same cookie cutter style of delivery in terms of music and the way it's sort of given out to the consumer.
Mm-hmm.
And so for us, it was kind of like, it was coming up to the month of May. It was like, oh, that's New Zealand Music Month. Why don't we try to do something there? And it was like, why don't we just call it Swidit Music Month and drop a song almost like every second day? And so, yeah, that's pretty much what we've done.
That's so good. I love it. And I also feel like you guys have had a lot of great tracks because every single's been a banger. And it feels like you've been sitting on these for a hot minute. When did you kind of write and record these songs?
Man, it sort of differs, to be honest. But overall, probably like over the last, since like 2020.
Wow.
I think like the oldest track on there, which will sound fresh to everybody, but yeah, it was from 2020.
It must be crazy for you guys releasing those songs then, because as you say, it sounds fresh to us as listeners, but you've been sitting with those beats for a minute now. Do you think back on them and they feel different, or are you just kind of relieved that they're out there? What's the experience of putting them out?
I think sometimes as creatives, like we can be really attached to our art that we create, and for me, it's almost like a relief, like setting it free to the world for, you know, the world to have it rather than me holding on to it. But in terms of like the ones that you're hearing, for us, there's like this longevity. It's the sound is a bit more timeless to like us,
mm-hmm.
so they haven't aged in any way. There's been a few that we've done that have had like kind of facelifts in terms of production.
It's a pretty special thing to have those songs that kind of, I mean, I feel like your albums do stand the test of time though anyway, but for your own self, you know, when you're like, this feels like it's sitting where I'm still at a little bit, must be a satisfying feeling. I also really appreciate the idea of just being like, you know what, this is how we want to release these tracks, and this is what our listeners will like enjoy as well. What's been the feedback from your fans and your friends to this rollout?
It's been super positive. I feel like you know, in this era, we're battling with algorithms, TikTok, attention spans, all of that kind of stuff, and I feel like this was our way to sort of still be us, still keep our art the way, you know, so, you know, sort of just like keep our art pure in the way that we want to create it, and yeah, be able to connect with the fans. But it's been positive. The feedback's been cool. It's just, yeah, it's been crazy.
You guys never really pause for breath. Have you been writing and cooking up new stuff as well? Or what's actually happening at the moment? Are you just focusing on the releases? What's the goals, the plans?
We're always creating. Like, you know, I guess in the public eye, sometimes, like, you know, music doesn't come out or whatnot, and might think sort of like we've taken our foot off the pedal, but it's like, nah, we're always working. Like, you know, this is my outlet, this is the way I express myself, so I'm writing regardless whether it has any intention of coming out or it's just dies on the hard drive, you know what I mean? But still making music, still getting inspired.
It's a muscle, eh? You've got to exercise it, you've got to do that thing because it feels good for you, not just because, you know, someone needs to hear it. It's something that I feel you guys are really good at doing, is making music that you want to make and that you want to hear as well.
Well, you know, that's it, because like, I guess if you're going into the studio with the intention of making a hit, making a song for a certain demographic, like, yeah, sure, like there's elements of that are in the creative process, but it shouldn't like drive it. And so for me, and I know for the Swidit Boys, it's kind of like, we just make music that we're into. We make music that we're proud of, and we make music that we love. And it's like, if you love it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If it's not your thing, it's not your thing. It's all good. And yeah, that's just how we roll with our creative process.
Hard out. Well, what should people be keeping an eye out for the rest of Swidit Music Month, Spike?
Hey, so far we've released Protocols, Beep Beep, Liquid Courage, Drippin', Crew, Look, Catch Flights Not Feelings featuring Jana. And today we've just re-released Ric Flair. Because the WWE tried to take us down and take us for all we had.
I saw that on your Instagram. Do you want to tell us what, crazy, what, right? What went on there? What went on with the... I mean, it's a Swidditch classic, Ric Flair, but what happened with that track?
No, just because... one day I checked the Swidditch email and then I seen we received the email from WWE. And I was like, nah. Because, you know, you get those kind of spam... fake sort of emails and stuff in that. But I was reading it like... top to bottom, and I was like, this looks legit. And then I was like, okay, I'm just going to reply like it's legit. And then, yeah, so we sort of went back and forth, and really, long story short, they wanted to use Ric Flair for one of their big docos that they're doing for Ric Flair.
Oh, wow.
And they wanted it to be like quite a main sort of fixture of the documentary, so we're just kind of like, we're about to crack it, we're about to be out of it. Like, you know, that's how we're feeling. We're like, well, buzzing up, because we're fans, like, you know, we grew up watching wrestling and all that.
Hard.
So this was crazy to us. And then we got our lawyer involved. They sent through the, the contract and all of that kind of stuff. But then as they were going back and forth, they asked about the sample in the beginning, which was Ric Flair doing one of his, like, you know, his spills. And then they said, do you guys own the rights to that?
Oh, no.
And we're like, nah. And they're like, okay, this might be an issue. We're going to have to clear this with our team, like our copyright team. And as soon as we went to them, I was like, they were just like, nah, take everything down. We don't want you to resell nothing. So I was kind of like, we just had to fold to that. Because, you know, in my head, I was like, bro, you know, we'll forfeit all the rights to the song. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I was thinking we're just waiting up the exposure of this huge documentary.
Hard.
Like, we'll forfeit that, and then, you know, we'll take that loss. But, you know, obviously we can sort of build upon the exposure and all that kind of stuff. But then, yeah, they didn't even want that. Here we are today. Re-released it.
Hey, at least the song is still out there. I feel like you got a good story out of it as well. It feels somehow very fitting for the world of WWE, the kind of big swings of that kind of space.
Nah, exactly.
Well,
that's asking. I was like, this is a movie right now.
Exactly. This when they make the big Swidditch documentary, this is what will be, you know, a good chapter in it, Spike.
Definitely.
Hard. Hey, it's so good to chat with you. I'm looking forward to seeing what rolls out for the rest of Swidditch Music Month, and we're going to play Crew right now. You can get all of these tracks in all the usual places, and I also would say go listen to the reissued Ric Flair, which is out right now as well. But Spike, thank you for speaking with us. It's always a pleasure. We'll see you really soon.
Nah, thank you so much.
Got it like the crew. Maybe that's the reason why they lose. Ain't nobody got it like the crew. Maybe that's the reason why they lose.
Yeah, I'm a ride or die, but you know that's no surprise. Don't hit me to socialize. I'ma come scoop you like Ovaltine. Pass me the dank. I'ma smoke while I ride to the bank. I know exactly who I gotta thank. My crew deep like sharks in a tank. What you thinking? All these rappers is Abraham Lincoln. I'm the boy like Tyga, on screen like window wipers. Music is my canvas, my gold chain dance like Paris. I'm sure you think you have it. I know you feel me when I say, hold up.
Ain't nobody got it like the crew.
Now who's hot, who's not? Tell me who rock, who sell out the shows. You tell me who flop, who top, what you got? The shoebox slang, yeah, they selling their souls. Yeah, this for the record, I'm selling these flows and finessing. We playing chess, never checkers, been popping since Decca. Did it again, little Tekka. We gonna do this forever, forever, ever, forever, ever, forever, ever. Yeah, when we enter your town, you can tell they're looking cause of all this brown. 12 o'clock bars in your street. Popping wheelies and tall teams. Sirens ringing through your sleep. You know my team is royalty. Hold up.
Ain't nobody got it like the crew. Maybe that's the reason why they lose. Maybe that's the reason why they lose. Ain't nobody got it like the crew. Maybe that's the reason why they lose.
This is Crew from Swit It. They're releasing heaps of tracks all across New Zealand Music Month, or Swit It Music Month, as they have rebranded. And keep an eye out. There's a big surprise that they've got for the end of the month. So watch that space.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.